This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Democratic Congressman Jason Crow says he was denied entry into the immigration detention facility in Aurora this past weekend. Crow made the unannounced visit as part of his ongoing oversight into the GEO detention facility, something members of Congress are allowed to do under federal law.
I had a copy of the law in my hand. I read it to them. I presented it to them. I actually spent time reading it and reviewing it. And one of them said, yeah, that seems pretty clear to me. But we have to call ICE, which they did, and it was ICE that refused my admission.
In June, ICE issued new policies requiring 72 hours notice for members of Congress to visit detention facilities, even though the law says they are not required to provide advance notice. CPR News reached out to ICE for comment but has not received a response. The VA secretary defended federal cuts to veterans' health care in a visit to its main facility in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs Secretary Doug Collins visited the Rocky Mountain Regional VA Medical Center in Aurora. Reuters reported in March the VA was looking to fire 82,000 workers to return the agency to staffing levels seen in 2019 before the pandemic. That drew a backlash from veterans groups and Democrats. Collins says the agency has scaled back that number by two-thirds.
The VA is the largest healthcare basically provider in this country. We're going to act like it. We're going to stand proud. We're going to take care of our veterans.
Collins also recognized several staff members at Monday's event. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News. It's just about 7:06.